I'm quite anxious to get back to Europe and resume my services. It's nice here, and I think fruitful, at least as fruitful as it can be, being with family. But biological family is not the real family. Real family is the family of devotees under Srila Prabhupada's guidance. I'll continue to read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour in Vrindavan. It's just such a wonderful narration, like so many others in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But I'd like to just answer a couple of questions, just to break the flow, and I'll continue that reading tomorrow. And I'm just going to read a few letters, a few questions that I received from Purushottam Prabhu. I thought devotees would be benefited by the answers to them, and so I'm giving it here on the podcast. Here are the questions, and then I'll go on to the answers. Number one, in previous yugas, I'm reading them together because they are connected, Lord Krishna descended to enact his pastimes where the residents of that yuga were that Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Goloka. If so, how did they see this as the ultimate liberation rather than deity worship or meditation? That was question one and question two. If Srila Prabhupada would have stayed longer in his physical form, do you think he would have taught more on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to disciples and how to meditate on them? Okay, so first a little correction, Puru, and that is that deity worship and meditation are not the ultimate liberation. They are the means for liberation. They are the sadhana. The means for liberation in this age is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or even more specifically, kirtan. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Sumedasa. And in previous ages, Dhyayatam Vishnu, and Yagya, and so on. So here we've confused two things, at least in that question, and that is that the goal of meditation in the Satya Yuga, or of sacrifices, or of deity worship, was that also Radha and Krishna's pastimes, to enter Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Goloka, as it is at the present time. We should keep in mind that sadhanas at previous ages also entailed the chanting of particular mantras. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the different mantras of different yugas are being described, because mantra is always part of a sadhana, of a spiritual practice. Now the mantra that we chant is the Hare Krishna mantra, in tandem with the Gayatri mantras that devotees receive, particularly Gopal Gayatri and Kama Gayatri. And we should always keep in mind that along with a particular sadhana, there's always a sadhya. Once again, sadhana is practice, and sadhya is the goal or perfection that one aims to achieve by a particular type of practice. In previous ages, there were different types of sadhana. However, the different types of sadhana can have either different goals or the same goal. Just like at the present time, there are different types of goals for Vaishnavas. And even broader yet, there are different types of goals for different types of religions. But staying within the realm of Vaishnava Dharma, we see that there are Madhava Sampradaya and Sri Sampradaya and our Gaudiya Sampradaya, and they have different types of goals, although they are practicing different types of sadhana in Kali Yuga. And even within Gaudiya Sampradaya, we see that, and I could say that even within ISKCON, we see that devotees have the same sadhana, which is based around kirtan, which means chanting Hare Krishna personally through japa, kirtan within the temples, kirtan, harinam on the streets, book distribution, preaching, that means sankirtan. And yet we have different sadhyas, or we have different goals. We hear that some devotees call themselves Ram Bhaktas, devotees of Lord Ramchandra. Other devotees are devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other devotees of Radha and Krishna. Other devotees want to go to Vaikuntha, or they're worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev or Lord Varaha via Shalagram Shila. So while devotees are performing the same sadhana, they have a different sadhya, although they may also know that the worship of Radha and Krishna is the ultimate perfection that takes place in the topmost planet in Goloka Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that those devotees who worship through the Sankirtan movement and want to maintain the principles of regulated devotion in the stage of perfection go to Vaikuntha, while those who engage in Sankirtan with the purpose of spontaneous devotion can attain Goloka. And for those devotees who are mixed, then they attain a place where a mixture of the two takes place. So even at the present time, although we have the same sadhana, but we see that according to different types of moods and different types of inclinations, devotees achieve a different type of perfection. So therefore, devotees must have a guru or spiritual master who directs their sadhana to a particular sadhya. And that sadhya may be established by the spiritual master according to seeing the natural inclination of a devotee, or he may even change the direction of a devotee's inclination. As Srila Prabhupada, for instance, had made statements in his books directing devotees' attention to Krishna is the ultimate goal of their devotional practices, as opposed to other Vaikuntha Murtis. So in terms of answering the question, is the knowledge of the perfection of going back to Godhead, Goloka Vrindavan, known to people in different ages? The answer is yes. Obviously, we have a intact Guru Parampara, which means that since the time of Lord Brahma, since the beginning of creation, that Guru Parampara, which has that understanding, that knowledge, and the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, was always available. However, that understanding may have not always been the prominent Yuga Dharma. It may have not been what had been taught to the great majority of people. And that's why we say that in different ages, the Yuga Dharma was not only different, but the Golba, which people wanted to attain, the general mass of people was there. But still, some Vaishnavas were getting training and guidance by the association of our Mahabhagavat Parampara in the process of becoming a Brajvasi in Goloka. So, therefore, in certain cases, the sadhya was known but not generally practiced. and the other circumstance in which the sadhya is not practiced is even if Gaudiya Vaishnavism is prominent as it is at the present time, but yet still those devotees who practice the Sankirtan movement and engage in service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they lack the qualification for that type of meditation or understanding. Therefore, the responsibility of Vaishnavas and spiritual masters is to gradually elevate devotees so that initially they may have a general understanding of the purpose of devotional service, and ultimately as they advance and their hearts becomes purified, it becomes more focused. And that way you have a common sadhana, but different devotees according to their level of advancement will have different degrees of Krishna consciousness or different goals. For some the goal may be very general, later that goal may become more specific, that I want to be an eternal servant of Krishna in the spiritual world, and even later that may become more specific, directed to a particular relationship. Therefore, the goal of going back to Goloka Vrindavan was always there, but it was not as prominent and well known as it is at the present time, and even the sadhana may have been different as it is at the present time, not necessarily chanting Hare Krishna. For instance, in Brahma Samhita we read how Brahma was simply engaged in meditation, and in meditation he was chanting the Gayatri Mantra. He wasn't chanting Hare Krishna, and as a consequence of that he realized Goloka, and he also came to understand that he was a gopi. That means that there may be different types of sadhana with different types of mantras, and yet the sadhya or the goal is the same. So what's important is that one is the understanding and the knowledge what one has, because that understanding directs a person to a particular goal, and that he receives an appropriate guidance in order to achieve that from a spiritual master who has full understanding of the process of devotional service and who knows how to encourage devotees at different stages of devotion. We're very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada gave us both the guidance as well as the understanding. However, we should be aware of that. We should be aware of what the greater picture of devotional service is, and we should apply the teachings Srila Prabhupada gave us from his books, and we should also be receiving it from Srila Prabhupada's representatives. So now I just go to the second question, which was interesting, that if Prabhupada would have stayed longer, do you think he would have taught more on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to his disciples and how to meditate on them? So my answer here is that Srila Prabhupada did teach the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he did teach us how to meditate on them. They are present in his books, in his lectures, in his instructions to devotees. The question is whether we mine these instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave, because they are present within other instructions as well. Srila Prabhupada gave instructions for all levels of devotees to advance in all stages. Therefore, if devotees have the proper qualification, if they've applied Srila Prabhupada's general instructions and more specific instructions, then they'll also be able to recognize and apply Srila Prabhupada's instructions as they're given in this most specific way in his books. So for that we have Krishna book and Chaitanya Charitamrita, which deal dominantly with developing the mood of attachment to spontaneous devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan. And then we have Prabhupada's other instructions found in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other texts. But in these two books, they are very, very specific. So Prabhupada gave us the right type of meditation. He gave us the right understanding. Now the real thing is whether we're going to do it or not, not whether Srila Prabhupada gave it or not.